Get Real with Shaman Durek.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Jessica. With us, as always, is Hank Greenberg.
Hi, everyone.
And our special guest this evening, Mary Beth Murphy, who's a psychic and a medium.
Hi, how are you?
Angel communicator, too.
And angel communicator.
Yeah, it's actually more angels.
Yeah, let's get rid of the psychic thing, because she doesn't want to be called psychic, because, you know, people have kind of, like, tarnished that whole... Because, you know, psychic, you think, like, shop with, like, neon lights and the thing, but it's not really like that. But she's an angel communicator, medium... And
she's a jack of all trades.
She's amazing. Let's put it that way. She's amazing.
She is
amazing.
That's
why she's on the show. I think we have a caller coming in.
Look at that right off the bat.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
Sita Sound, a.k.a. John Fitzwill.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. I was told by Shaman Durek to call in tonight to get a free reading by psychic medium Mary Beth Murphy.
That's right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege for you guys to do this for me. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't catch... This is Mary Beth. I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Sita Sound.
Okay. Sita Sound, do you have a particular question that you want answered, or you just want to do a general reading and see what the angels have to tell you?
A general reading would be great.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Let's see what they have to say. Okay, Sita Sawan, you have a career shift coming up for you. Now, the career shift means that even if you don't have a job, you get a job, or whatever job you have, there's a transition. It doesn't mean that one... It actually means one door closes and another one opens, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you lose a job. It could be within your same job, but what it does, it brings new opportunity and new money. It shows up in about... Hang on. About 3-4 months from now. What is this? July, August, September, October, November. So around October, November, I see this career transition coming through for you. It's actually going to bring lots of prosperity and lots of money to you. But I don't want you to get focused on the money. I want you to focus more on the opportunity that's coming to you. It is an opportunity for you to spread your wings, fly forward. That's what they're asking you to do. It's actually taking everything that you have and going further with it. And that's why these opportunities come through. But this is something that I get that you've been focusing on, planning on, kind of... It's actually, you've asked the universe for it, and it's finally showing up. What I do get is that something has happened before that you thought this was coming through, and it hasn't, and now it's a new... this opportunity is now coming to you. Kind of like gave up hope on it, so to speak, and now it's actually here. So this is an exciting opportunity for you. I do get writing coming up around you. If you're not... Writing is showing up as a good source of... It's creative writing, but it's also a little bit of journaling. What this does is that it brings up... it brings new ideas to the surface. It kind of heals you on a lot of levels. And what they're doing is asking you to... is to do a little bit of writing, a little bit of journaling, which will kind of open up the doors for you. I see that you have some psychic gifts, and when I say psychic gifts, it's just it's using some of our clairs. Clairs are... Sure. We have clairsentience, clairaudience, claircognizance, and clairvoyance.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are four gifts you have. Yes. The two that are showing up very strongly around you are clairsentience and clairaudience, so pay attention to your feelings and pay attention to what is being said to you. The angels are talking to you, but they talk... if you're not paying attention, they'll kind of repeat the messages. So if someone says something to you one day, and then the next day something else is saying... someone says something to you, and then the next day, like, you pick up a book and there's the same thing, pay attention. Those are messages that are coming through, and they usually work in threes. They might work in fours and fives, so just I want you to pay attention to what's being repeated. Also, I'm just going fast a little bit here. A lot of healing going on within you, so I like that. And when we heal, we are more open to hearing divine messages. So pay attention to that. Keep moving forward with your healing. Also, I'd like you to... You're very much a nurturer, but I want you to nurture yourself, okay? Like, you would take... Because remember, if you're giving out all your energy and you're not filling yourself up, you can't then help anybody else. And that's what we're here to do, is move people forward and help each other. I like this career shift that's coming through. Now, remember, the timing of this can be a little bit... It can change a little bit. I say 3 to 4 months, because that's what they're showing me now. So I want you to stay open to it. If you're not open to it, that can delay it a little bit, okay? So it might show up December or February or January. So I don't want you to get too upset, like if it doesn't show up in November or December and you're like, Mary Beth was wrong. No, it just means that... I'm never wrong. No, I'm kidding. it just means that you weren't a little bit open to receiving it. So just be aware of that, okay? But this is a great opportunity for you, and I really would encourage encourage you to do some type of writing, some type of journaling, and if you can keep a dream journal, that's awesome, because that's how they talk to you.
I do write, and I also I've been working a lot of music this past.
Yeah, that's what I was picking up on too.
Okay, good.
The other thing too, also I just want to add to that is your guides told me that it's about you really containing your energy and being very clear about the people that you keep mm-hmm. around you at this time, because you tend to kind of go off into people's energy, and this is about really sitting focused into you, because all of everything needs to come back to you right now, and you're going into a you know, like when you go up to the top of the mountain and then you have to come down the other side.
Yes.
You're on that point right there, right at the top, where you're about to go through this whole, you know, coming down area, where you're coming through a whole new understanding of yourself and this kind of this new like realization of like what really matters to you. Because a lot of times you've been putting other people's needs first, and now it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, wow, I didn't realize that like this focus needs to be on me. And you know, and a lot of times people will say like there's a selfish feeling about, you know, people say, oh, don't be selfish. But selfish is actually really, to me, is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you take a selfish role, you're actually saying, you know what, I need to do this for me, because if I don't do this for me, I'm not going to be able to give to you. And this is what I feel. And I feel like a lot of times people want to take from you because you are a giver. Like, I'm looking at your energy and I see a lot of orange and blue in your aura, and that you have a lot of energy to give. And that's what you just have to kind of contain, and that's what the spirits are telling me to contain. Is that so? I'm just going to add to give, you know, what the spirits are telling me.
And
as well.
that's the nurturing part, because when you give out, you must, because what I see is it's what's being shown to me is like you would take care of a baby, and mothers take care of children, but also they have to take care of themselves, otherwise they're not able to take care of their children. So just that's pretty much what I'm getting.
Here's, we also have another caller coming in.
Yes, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
And please
so
listen
much,
at the end for information.
So much.
You're
have
welcome.
A
it's a pleasure to serve
much
you.
Much peace and love to you folks.
You
take
too.
Care.
Good night.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello. Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Did you have a question, or did you just want a general reading, or...
I would love a general reading.
Okay, Jennifer. Hang on one second. Let's see what the angels have for you. Do you believe in angels?
I do.
Cool. Most people do, otherwise you wouldn't be talking. That's usually what it works. It's like I say, do you believe in angels? Yeah, we kind of do.
Yeah, I love angels.
Yeah, they rock.
They're pretty amazing.
Yes. Okay, what shows up around you is you're a natural counselor. You have natural counselor energy. Natural counselors, friends, family naturally ask you for advice. You would be very good. You're very good at giving out advice. The thing is that you would be very good as a therapist, but counselors doesn't, you know, counselor, you can be a therapist, you can be a counselor, but counselor doesn't necessarily show up that way. It can be, counselors show up as bartenders and hairdressers, because what are they doing? They're giving out advice. Teachers, also performers. It's the healing energy in you. If you were sitting in front of me, I would show you what I mean by energy, because you have energy that comes out of your hands. You show up as a healer. And healers are called forth. A lot of people are coming to recognize a lot of their gifts right now, and that's what I see as coming through with you. You have a lot of white energy around you, and that is definitely the angels working with you. But usually when the white energy shows up around you, it's to show you who more of who you are. You are meant to help and heal the world. Now, you have free will. You don't have to do that if you don't want to, but it is showing up around you. So I would encourage you to work with that area. If you want to become physically a counselor, that's fine, but you don't have to become a counselor to help. And teaching shows up very strongly with you. I don't see you teaching in a classroom full of kids. I see you doing like one-on-one seminars, that type of thing, but it's helping people move forward. More like life coaching is probably the best way to describe it. I see that would be a very good career for you. I'm not sure what you are in right now. It doesn't really matter, because they're showing me that this would be very good for you. Now, if you are doing, just remember, wherever you are, you're being called forth to do this type of work. So because you're being called forth to do this type of work, you might have more and more people coming to you, and that sometimes is hard for you to balance a little bit. So I just want you to pay attention to who you are. Writing is, it's funny, because the other gentleman showed up. Writing shows up very strongly around you. Again, you're encouraged to write, journal, that type of thing. I do see there's a lot of change going on in your world, so just remember, things fall apart to come together again.
That's interesting you said that, actually, because I'm tuning into her guides.
Yeah.
And one of the things they said was that she has to release some heartache.
Okay.
And she has to release stuff around the heart. Yeah.
So things fall apart to fall together again, and a lot of spiritual growth. So that's releasing in the heart would be spiritual growth. So a lot of spiritual growth. And listen. They're talking to you. That's the white light around you. You have a ton of angels around you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start listening because these ideas, you got ideas that are popping into your head and you're hearing the same things. That's them talking to you. Pay attention. And you should write this stuff down because you can go back to it later on and reflect on it because these are messages that are coming through. I do see lots of opportunity and money coming to you, but your energy is showing me that you're a little bit not accepting of it. You're not really sure where it's coming from, so you're a little bit afraid of receiving it in.
I think we just lost her.
Oh.
Oh, the call dropped?
Yeah, the call dropped. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jennifer.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. We got you back.
We got
you. There you go.
I was about to cry.
Don't cry.
Perfect timing.
It's all good. So I don't know where we left off, but the thing I said your world was falling apart to fold together again, and that's when Shaman Durek chimed in about releasing some heartache and things like that, and that's what happens. But a lot of spiritual growth is happening to you. And listen. They're talking to you, and I just see that you're hearing it, but you're not accepting it. So I want you to be a little bit more open with that.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because one of the other things that when you just said that I was picking up on as well is like, she's rejecting resistance. She's like rejecting the gifts. I see like the angels and the spirits bringing all these gifts in, and she's rejecting.
Lots of money coming to you and opportunity. Money is showing up around you, but it's also coming through with opportunity. But see, because what I'm getting, the resistance is her power. You're not accepting of who you are and what you're about. And the thing is that they're trying to give you these gifts, but if you keep resisting, they won't get in your free will. You have free will. So put down your armor, put down your guard a little bit, and let them help you because that's what they want to do is help you. You're here to be amazing, beautiful, talented, awesome, amazing, great. So bring that into you because this is who you are. You've come here to be that person, and when we are truthfully ourselves, we move other people forward. So remember, that's who you are. So put down your guard. Let them work with you. Ask your guardian angels. Just all you have to say is, my guardian angels, help me see what I need to see. And they will show you. They will help you. They will lift you up. You just have to put it down for a moment and ask. Just ask. And listen to the end of the show because I'm going to talk about my website and what's on my website. It's the 4 steps on how to connect to your angels. And it's very powerful. They want to help you. So just let them help you.
She's very passionate. So you're going to take it all in. You know, you got a spoon. You just got to shovel it all in right now. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So Jennifer, there's one more thing also too. And I want to give you a little bit of shaman knowledge here. Okay. There's something about you that you feel that you need to be righteous about your feeling of resistance. You know, when she's talking about this resistance you're creating inside, there's some need inside of your ego that needs to be right about it. So you're justified in it. And I want you to, when you get away from this, you know, everything that we're doing here, just take some time to sit back and think about what inside of you is creating that feeling where you feel like you have to kind of create that wall and put it up so you can be right about what you're experiencing. Because this is the breakthrough that needs to happen inside of your heart where you can just let go and really surrender. And I feel like the lesson for you is to surrender so that you can have and see that all these things are that the universe is bringing into your life is there, and that you can, when you remove that wall, it's going to become more apparent to you. Do you understand?
I do.
Yeah.
And if anybody who is receiving readings tonight would like to go to iTunes later and download a podcast of the show for free, you can do so by going to iTunes and searching Shaman Durek or Get Real in the podcast, and you'll be able to go back and listen to this information again.
Absolutely. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for calling. We have a bunch
of other
callers.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Dana.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Hi,
Dana.
Hi. Hi, Hank.
Dana, do you have a question, or you just want some general information from the angels?
You know, I was trying to think of a question. I don't have anything
Just go for the general, Dana.
Okay.
Go for the general.
Okay, general. They'll tell you. They will tell you what you need to know.
Just go on the ride. Go on the ride.
Go for it.
Okay. Lots of what you're going through right now. Ooh, you have a soulmate showing up around you.
Ooh.
Dana, wait. Are you tripping? Are you tripping, Dana? You're tripping.
Tripping.
Yeah. Did you hear what she just said to you?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, you have a soulmate showing up around you. Now, soulmates come in many shapes and sizes. They do not have to be a romantic situation, okay? Soulmates come for a reason. They come for a season. They do not necessarily come for a lifetime. You have free will in lifetime situations, okay? It's the best relationship, but it's the most difficult relationship because it's two souls who help each other move forward. That is the true definition of a soulmate, okay? And it's like people run around, oh, I met my soulmate. Yeah, that's great, but it's not just that, okay? It's you're going to learn more about yourself than you ever thought you needed
to
know.
That's right.
And
buckle up.
It's going to be the most amazing ride of your life, and it will be the most intense ride of your life.
Okay.
That's what a soulmate is about, okay? And the thing is that what you're doing, see, you've actually called this person in. What you're doing is you're breaking a lot of patterns. And by breaking these patterns, your world has fallen apart a little bit and only to be rebuilt again. And that's why this person can now come through, because it's all about timing. If you're not, I always say the perfect guy or the perfect girl can come in and throw up on your feet, and the only thing you do would see the throw up. You wouldn't see the perfect person standing in front of you. Stumbling over themselves saying, I'm so sorry about the throw up, okay? Because it is about timing. So you have this new energy coming through, and I do see this person is right around you. This is not a weight game. It's there. It's right there. You just have to part the curtain.
Dana, you know what she's talking about, right?
The same person we've been talking about.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
This is right in front of you. I did not know this. This person is right in front of you. And I think the thing is there's a curtain and you just need to part the curtain so you can see this person. He's standing right there. So I need you to pay attention, okay? Because the thing is you just got to pull that curtain aside so you can see that person. All right? And the thing is there's a lot of healing going on with you, and I like that. But also you're a little bit hard on yourself. There's still a little bit of unworthiness that you don't feel that you're able to accept this person in, and right in front of you. So I need you to, that's a pattern that you're breaking. And by looking at these patterns, you're letting a lot of things go in your world, which is really, really good. But I need you to look at this. Why are you so hard on yourself? You're beautiful just the way you are, and you're not seeing that. Well, it's the truth. I'm not just saying it because it sounds
nice. How many times do I tell you that?
Okay, then he's confirming.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but that's insane. This is not about, you don't have to be, and I'm not saying this is what you're thinking. I'm just saying, for example, it's not like you don't have to lose 10 pounds, you don't have to get your hair cut, you don't have to get a better job, you don't have to get better clothes. It doesn't matter. When a soulmate shows up, they're in love with your soul. They're in love with who you are, not what you are. And I need you to pay attention to that. Move the curtain aside so you can see the person.
Okay.
With love.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful night, Dana.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
I'm Sarah.
Sarah? Hi, how are you?
Good. I wasn't sure if it was me next.
You're next.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. This is Mary Beth. Did you have a specific question for the angels, or did you just want to do a general?
I'd love for the angels to just pick up
whatever you need.
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. With you is you have a lot of clairvoyance showing up around you, which is nice. Do you know what clairvoyance is? It's clear sight. I always say, it's, remember the kid in the Sixth Sense, I see dead people. It doesn't necessarily mean you do that. It's just you see a lot of energy around you, and it can show up as very vivid dreams. And the thing is with you, you have these great gifts. I speak of the card on yourself, and you're such a nurturer. You give away your energy, and I need you to pull it back, okay? I need you to take better care of yourself because you have a lot of stuff that you have to work on the inside. And also, writing shows up around you. Writing would be a fabulous tool for you. But also, I see you penning a book or articles or something like that. Have you ever thought of being a writer?
I am a writer.
You are a writer. Okay.
That's great.
Writing a book.
I have a book of my adversity that I've been thinking about.
Well, there's your answer. Hello.
Yeah, and you know, and also one of the things that your guides have also telling me too, and they want me to just deliver this message really strongly to you, is that you need to stand by your side. And when I say that, you know, mm-hmm. all abandonment stems from us leaving ourselves once we believe other people have abandoned us. Mm-hmm. And so, and you have to look at it like, no matter how many people walked into a room and you were presenting something to people and they say they all were like, they didn't get it, you still need to stand by that part of your soul. You need to say, you know what? I believe in me. I stand by what I am doing. Because what I'm seeing, and one of the reasons, you know, your guides are telling me this, is because they said you're about to move into a place where you're about to really let people know who you are. And what's coming, what's hitting you right now is that there's this part of you inside, there's just like an agitation inside that I feel, almost like an annoyance, almost like where you're almost becoming a little critical. And it's like, what's happening is this is about you getting into yourself, because the reason why that's coming up, because it's a part of you that has to set those boundaries. It's coming up because you created this part to set boundaries where you haven't set boundaries in your life from a very compassionate and loving place. So when it comes up, it's like you do it from a more of an aggression place versus setting boundaries from a place of being like, okay, you know what? If I have clarity within myself, then I don't need to get upset about things. If I have clarity within myself, then I don't need to let people bother me, because I know who I am, and I want you to know who you are, mind, body, and soul. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Actually, that's what Archangel Michael is about, is being... He stands behind you because it's who are you not to be, all that you can be. So he is definitely, you got to pay attention to that, because that's a powerful message. When Michael shows up around you, that's powerful.
Amazing. Thank you. And I've gotten a bit of clarity in my dharma in life.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Excellent. Have a great night, Mom.
Thanks so much, Mom.
Pleasure
Thank
to serve you.
You.
Bye,
Thank
Mom.
You.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Lennon.
Lennon!
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, everybody. I want to know about my angels.
Your angels. Okay, we'll do a general read from your angels.
This is our buddy Lennon.
I can tell.
Yes, Lennon.
I can tell that you guys
he's
know
true,
each
he's,
other.
Yeah, he's a
tried and true.
A tried and true tribe member of our show.
Yeah.
That's right. He's been there since the beginning with us.
Yes.
Great.
Well,
I'm
not surprised. You're very...
It's actually funny, Lennon. You know what's really funny? I was meditating the other day in my room in front of my altar, mm-hmm. and I got this vision, and I don't know when it's going to happen. I have a feeling you're going to teach me how to really honor my didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my guides wanted me to tell you that. They told me, next time you go on the radio show, bring it up with Lennon, and he'll start getting feelings about it. I feel like there's something I'm going to show you, and there's something you're going to help me with.
I know I had a feeling about that, too. You know, I figured when I came to Los Angeles, for some training from you, I thought that maybe a good exchange would be me to show you some of my didgeridoo tricks and stuff.
Yeah, because one of the things that it's been really difficult for me in my work with the different, like, I work with different instruments when I take people on journeys and pull poisons out of their body and remove things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I want to be able to work with this didgeridoo.
Oh,
and
exactly, because that's what I do with my didgeridoo. I take the poisons out of the people's body using the sound therapy.
Right, exactly. And I want you to show me how to do that, you know, to work with my didgeridoo. I want to become one with my didgeridoo.
I shall teach you, Shamander.
And I shall reveal to you some ancient secrets that you would love to carry with you.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds cool. I just speak angel talk. So, okay, cool. Angels. Okay, yeah. Well, I was about to say you're very gifted clairvoyant. You have a lot of clairvoyants around you. Very gifted in the psychic clairs. So, oh. But you're already talking about didgeridoos and things like that. So, okay, that's
me.
But definitely a lot of spiritual growth, a lot of spiritual understanding. Indigo crystal children show up. And do you work with children? Because they show up around you. So
yeah, I've been working with, I really work well with, like, autistic children.
Yeah, and they're so gifted. Autistic children are such a gift to us.
I love autistic children.
I had the opportunity to read one at the fair on Sunday. Beautiful autistic child.
I had a neighbor who I went to, and her son is autistic, and I was sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
And the first thing that the kid came in and then tackled me on the bed.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. But you're going to be called to do work more with indigo and crystal children, whether they're autistic or Down syndrome, that type of thing. You'll definitely be working more with them.
Or
but Asperger's. Also, I'm sorry?
Or Asperger's. Mm-hmm.
Asperger's, definitely. That's a form of autism, yes. But also, the thing is, you know what? It's funny because these children are going to teach you how to take back your power a little bit. Because of what you do and who you are, you have a tendency to give that power away, and these children are going to show you more about how to take back your power. I'm sure you'll get a lot of stuff from working with Shaman Durek, but also I see the children teach you. You're teaching them, but they're teaching you. It's very much a reciprocal type of energy going back and forth. So I want you to pay attention to that. Also, the thing is, I see you're in a huge healing cycle in your life. We just left a full moon. Full moon is healing, and a lot of they're working with you. They're definitely, you got a lot of white light around you, and I love it because the angels, and they tickle you. Do you laugh a lot? Because they get tickling you. angels love to laugh. They live in laughter and playfulness and stuff like that. You show up as a very young energy, a lot of fun and playful, but I get that they tickle you a lot. The thing is, you get a little impatient with your process, so I need you to be patient. relax, it'll all go fine. You're right where you need to be. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination.
How many times have you heard me say that to you?
Yeah,
okay, so now you're getting it full circle.
Okay, it's a journey, not a destination. You'll get there, wherever there is, but when you get there, what are you going to look back on? This better be fun, because if it's, this is one shot, okay? One shot. These moments, I'm snapping my fingers, are going by. What are you going to do with them? Stop it. Okay, get in the now, get in the now, get in the now. Because that's where your power is, and when you get into your future, what are you going to create? More impatience? No, stop it. Sorry, that's pretty direct, but that's what they do.
But that's what you need to be with him.
Right. Lots of gifts coming to you. They want to give you the gifts, but that impatience will hold back some of your gifts, so I need you to be careful with that, okay? And also work on clearing out your space. Because of the work that you do, you get full up. You need to clear yourself out. I have wonderful clearing techniques that I can show you, working with incense and working with Archangel Michael. Also, I'm sure Shaman Durek can give you some clearing techniques. I always say quickly to clear yourself out, get near the ocean. The ocean is a natural clearing process.
Well, I'm going to be planning on going on my trip in August. So I'll be traveling along the coast. So
there you go. I don't want you to wait till August to clear yourself out, okay? Do it now.
Use some white smudge or white sage.
Yeah, white smudge, white sage. But also, this is what I use to clear myself out, as it's around your head. Circle it around your head saying, remove any negative energy that's been attached to me and return it back to its rightful owner. Okay? Remember, it's their journey, not yours. And because you're so open, you take it on. And a lot of people, it's energy. It's just energy. They want to give you their stuff because it's easier if you take it on. I don't want you to take on their journey. They have to go, it has to go back to them because it's their journey. They have to learn to deal with their own stuff. Okay? Stop taking on other people's stuff. Okay, it's hard to do, but remove it from above you, below you, to the right of you, to the left of you, in front of you, behind you. It's a clearing out technique, and you can do it with sage.
I had a psychic attack last Friday, and I was like really put off by it.
All right, so be aware of that.
And I think we need to move on.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling, babe, but we still have so many more callers.
And we'll
talk
to you again soon.
Right, thanks, everyone.
All right, talk to you next
week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
This is Cheyenne from Sacramento.
Hi.
Hi, Shana.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi,
Shana.
Hi again,
Thunder. Hi, sweetheart.
How are you doing?
I'm very good.
How are you?
I'm okay. I took your advice from Dirk, and I put up a block in order to prevent myself from, because basically it's exactly what you were telling me last week, which is that other people's emotional baggage was combining with mine, and that's what was turning into toxins, poison the body. So I put a block up to deal with that.
Yes.
And I have a strong empathic connection with a friend of mine who lives out of town, and I turned the psychic knob stereo down on that. Now, if I did that, then still feeling.
Go ahead.
Other people's emotional crap, the negativity. I put the blocks up, so I don't understand why I'm still going through what they're dealing with.
Well, I was saying, why is it still happening? Is because you want it to happen.
Yeah, that's what exactly right. And I told her, and that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, you feel empowered on some level when you're doing this, and it's not a good empowerment. It's a negative empowerment. And the thing is that. It's an empowerment, but also it's what you're doing is you're totally draining yourself, and then you feel that there's nothing else to move forward to. And when you do that, you take all your energy and you just give it away. But it's like some type of, you feel good about it on some level, and it's nothing positive about it. You can put up all the blocks you want, but if you don't work on what the hook is, and the hook comes from old stuff, it's all old family type of stuff that comes to the surface, and there's still, but there are people that are buying into it. You've got to start looking at the people around you because they're representing people from your past and a lot of the family stuff. It's like, look at, oh, there's my mom, there's my sister, there's
that's
my
right,
brother.
That's right.
And all these people are around you, they're representing something because there's hooks inside of you and you're letting them hook you. You can put up all the blocks you want, but if you don't work on releasing that emotional connection, it doesn't matter. You'll still get connected and it's not going to serve you in any way, shape, or form.
Definitely not a habit I'm proud of, that's for sure.
Well, just keep working on it. It's a process, and be kind to yourself on that process.
See, that's part of my problem is my lack of patience.
Well, listen, remember, there's no overnight here. The point is, it's in front of you now. Work on it, because if you don't, you'll leave this life and come back and do it again. Why do it again?
And, sweetie, we have one more call to get to before the end of the show. So thank you so much for calling in, and call us next week.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the air with Get Real. Who are we speaking with?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
You want a general reading from the angels, Lori?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
This has been one action-packed show.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk faster than I do, which I didn't think was...
I know. I thought I talked. I was like, you know, she's like, boom. I'm like, get a spoon, boom.
Well, last week we had a lot of comments from people that we need to move it along a little bit with callers, so we've definitely done that. Look at that.
We put a little intention.
Yay! I know. All these people have told us that we don't move it along. Now we move it along.
I talk very fast. Okay, Lori, you are, and I think I know who Lori is. Lori is, Lori, you, and this is what I've told you before. Lori, you are so gifted and psychic and beautiful energy. But the thing is it's the sensitivity and the indigo-ness is showing up all around you. And there's still the learning curve. But Lori, I need you to, you got to stop being so hard on yourself.
Yep.
Lots of wonderful things are happening with you, and you're definitely flying forward. I see a lot of growth, and I'm really excited about that because I haven't talked to you in like epic.
I know.
So I miss you. Hi. but also, the thing is, Lori, is that a lot of gifts are coming to you, and they're asking, you're flying forward at rapid speed, but the thing is, but you're still beating yourself up on that process, and I need you to stop doing that, okay?
Okay.
More will come if you put down your, put it down.
Okay.
Work with Michael and Ariel, because that's who's showing up, really, Ariel more than Michael.
Right.
Love you, Michael, but Mariel's showing up very strongly around you, and I know you worked with her very, very closely.
Mm-hmm.
Need to make yourself the priority, Lori, and I'm talking fast because I think we're running out of time. You need to make yourself the priority, okay? And I hope you're doing that. Lots of positive things coming through with you, and I need you to pay attention to your dreams. Very vivid dreams going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to, are you writing them down?
No.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
No.
And lots of learning going on, and I'm very excited about the learning. Lori, September shows up as a very strong month for you.
Woo.
Yeah,
okay.
Lots of good things. And clear your space. Keep clearing yourself out. Remember, you know the clearing technique I showed
you,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you doing that more?
No.
Oh. Lori.
That's why it's coming up again.
That's why. I'm going to have to come over there and smack you upside the head.
And Lori, you know, one of the things, too, is also I'm talking to one of your guides, and this is the message that I want to give to you.
Okay.
They said you need to stop hiding.
Okay.
There's this whole thing about you. It's like you have all these amazing, beautiful things about you, but it's almost like you're hiding them from the world. It's like you're kind of like the image that your guide just showed me is that you were like in the looking, peeking out from a window out the world. And they said that it's time for you to get out there. Like you're not going to meet these people if you don't get out there. And there's so many new people that are trying to get into your life, but you got to go out there. And so here's the thing they also said. Dealing with your guide who deals with your spiritual growth. Your guide who deals with your spiritual growth said that in order for you to work through this, you're going to have to look at the part of yourself that worries about how other people view you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that guide has been constantly tapping on your shoulders to help you to work through that. Now, also, so you understand that information, there was a time about 4 to 5 years ago where you didn't really care so much about that energy. But what happens is something happened where you brought up an old energy from your childhood, and it just came in so strong around you that you, and the reason why, and I'm just going to throw it at you like this.
That's okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
amen.
Okay. So, yeah. And so what's happened is, like, the universe is going, okay, now you've been doing all this work. You've been meeting all these people. You've been doing all this stuff. You've been looking out the window. You've been reading in the books. Mm-hmm. You've been doing all this stuff. So now get out there.
Okay.
And, you know, and there's this part of you that's like, let me find another reason to not do something so I don't have to move. I'm going to get attached to something else so that way I don't have to do it. Busted. Exactly. Okay. So that's what the spirits are telling you. Your spirit guide, who works with you on the spiritual level, is telling you, and he wants me to tell you that he loves you very much, and he's constantly impressed by your enthusiasm for other people and how much you want to make people feel comfortable and putting out that energy. He also wants you to focus more on your creative projects, like finish them, he said.
Okay.
Finish them. That's what he's telling me to tell you.
All right.
And also that power, if Lori feeds squirrels, she can, the animals feel so comfortable to her. They come right up to her. That's a powerful woman that can do that. That for animals to trust you that much, that says about who you are innately and your own power. So step into that power.
You got it.
And more than squirrels will come up to you.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Thanks. Love you guys. Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling. And I think that's about all the time we have tonight. Anybody who missed out the opportunity to speak with Mary Beth, how does somebody get a hold of you?
Oh, okay. Well, you can go to my website, which is www.marybethmurphy.com. It's really hard to remember. it is my website. You can contact me through there. Also, I would encourage anyone who's listening, go to the website. There's a tab called Angels. Click on the tab called Angels, and there's 4 steps on how to talk to your guardian angels. They want to communicate with you. They love to communicate with you, and it's 4 simple, easy steps. Also, read my homepage because it gives you a little bit on how to start the process. I always say ask for parking spaces and shopping carts.
And also about your classes. And what about your classes as well?
Oh, yes. Also on my homepage is classes. I teach classes on, we do spirit circles, which is working on mediumship. I'm teaching right now an Archangel Michael healing technique. And also we're teaching Everything Angels, which is, it's an 8-week course, everything on how to connect with your angels. Okay. The classes are going on right now, but stay tuned to the website and also go to my Facebook page, which is Mary Beth Murphy, Everything Angels. I post classes there. I let you know about spots that are opening up, a spirit circle. I run classes in Orange County and in Sherman Oaks, California, in the LA area. So, but you can reach me at the Facebook page, Everything Angels, and my website. Please do contact me. Send me an email. I always get back to you. I might not get back to you right away, but I do always get back to you. I love to hear your thoughts on the angels. I'm very passionate about them and love to chat. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, and we'll have you on the show again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.